Parshas Kisavu. There's a very, very fascinating vault, as they say, from the. I'm going to work very much now this week about on the. Mahalach is from the Chinuch, but in a very interesting way, the Baalei Musar work very much together with Mahalach Chassidus in this particular mitzvah Bikurim. I just want to introduce it with a very, very fascinating idea that they bring down. This parasha starts off Kiseitse, Kisavoy, okay? Last parasha was Kiseitse. Now, the naming of parasha is also very, very important to understand what we're doing in that parasha. So, there's Kiseitse and there's Kisavoy. There's a going out and a coming in. What's the Kiseitse and the Kisavoy? So, the Mefarshim is saying like this, that there are three Kiseitse's. There are three Kiseitse's. Until now, there's been three Kiseitse's and one Kisavoy. What are the three Kiseitse's? The first Kiseitse is in Parsha Shoftim. Kiseitse la mochoma alivecho, v'reisa sus berechev amrov mimcho. You go out to war against your enemy, and you see a sus berechev amrov mimcho. Talk about the parasha of not being afraid of the sound of battle, don't be afraid, etc., etc. That's the first Parsha Kiseitse la mochoma alivecho. You're going out to war, and you see this big sus berechev amrov mimcho. That they explain is like this. What is the Yetzer of Kiseitse? Kiseitse is going out to make war. We discussed last week's parasha. It is impossible for a person to overcome the Yetzer Hara. It is impossible for a person to win. It is impossible. The Gemara says, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu never helped you, E.F. Shaloi. It's impossible. Why should Bahamas person be possible to override a desire, Bahamas desire, and do something Ruchni? What do you have to do? Kiseitse la mochama. You've got to go out to war. You've got to make the move to actually do something in order to work and begin the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bar L'tahe Messiah Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who tries that, you start to do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. Kiseitse la mochama. So the first mochama, Kiseitse la mochama, the first mochama we're talking about is Kiseitse la mochama for Isra Sus Berechev. You see a big horse. You see a large nation. What's that referring to? On a very basic level, that's the taiva. It's a horrible taiva. You see a big horse, you see tremendous will to receive Gashmias. You see big things in front of your eyes. I know, you see that you can't control yourself. You see this big horse. Ah! He's going to overwhelm me. The desire, the taiva is going to overwhelm me. Kiseitse mochama alivecho v'reisa sus. You see a big horse in front of you. How can I possibly restrain myself from this taiva of the Yetzer Hara? That's the first Kiseitse. The second Kiseitse is the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse. Kiseitse la mokoma alivecho unasamoi Hashem lekecho biyadecho v'shevisa shivyoi. That's the second going out to war. What's the going out to war? That's referring to the going out to war. Chazal explain, what mokoma are we referring to in the beginning of Parshas Kiseitse? That's Mechemes Rishus. It's not Mechemes Mitz, it's Mechemes Rishus. Mechemes Rishus means this is a remez on the Chemes HaYetzer against Moitzrus. It's not Mochama you have to fight. It's a Mochama that I don't need. It's something I don't need. It's something is fighting against, not directly against a Dova Osa, but it's going against, it's a fight against those things that I don't believe is necessary in my life of growth towards Torah. I don't need this flashy car. I don't need this big house. And if I do have it, it's not necessarily going directly. I'm not stealing the car. I'm not throwing something out of their home. But it's the maitress, the extra luxury, is going to be able to take away from my Torah, from my aspirations of growth. That is Kiseitse mochama alivecho. What mochama are we talking about? That's mochama of rishus. The mochama that I'm pushing away those things I don't need. They're rishus. I'm pushing them away. And that's the second mochama. So the first mochama is taiva. Those things that are bad for you, those things are absolutely osa. And the second one is not osa, but I'm pushing away those things that ultimately will not be beneficial to my growth. The third one is Parshat Kiseitse, also Kiseitse machana alivecho v'nishmata mekol dovaro. On that the Mefarshim explain v'nishmata mekol dovaro, says the Gemara shleihar her odom b'yoyim v'yovo lidei tuma b'layla. It's talking about a person goes out to war and he becomes impure through his thoughts. And that causes an impurity in his body. And says the Gemara, do not be mahar during the day, that will cause a person to have hirhurim and cause him to become tuma at night. This gesetz mochom alivacho is a mochom against hirhurim roim, not against open taiva, not against meitrus. It's the yetzahara against hirhurim, which is probably the most difficult yetzahara. When he fought against gesetz mochom alivacho, when he fought against gesetz machna alivacho, when he fought against Machna Alevecho, all these three different levels of Kiseitse, then he reaches Parsha of Kisovri. Then he reaches, he's arrived. And this is a Parsha, Rabbi Isai, of the Parsha of Kisovri of Bikurim. Then this is a whole new level. This is not fighting. This is not the Sur Meira. This is the Vasei Toiv. This is not fighting anymore the Yetzirah. This is actually making yourself absolutely perfect, and that is Parshas Kisavoy. The Shem Yishmol, the Sochot Shava, asks, why is it that Parshas Kisavoy begins with Bikurim, is connected to the Parsha of Melchemes Amalek? What's the connection? Why Melchemes Amalek? Bikurim. What's the connection? One thing we have to think about. Second thing we have to think about is that the Medrash says it's the three. Kisavoya la Oretz, what Oretz are we talking about? Kisavoya la Oretz, the Shifri learns in Bereshis. Talking about Reishis Priyad Mosecho, we're talking about Bikurim as the first fruits. Bereshis Bora Elakim Es Hashmaim Es Oretz. What's Bereshis? Bishvil Torah Shinikra Reishis, because the Torah is called Reishis. Bishvil Yisrael Shinikra Reishis. And another, they say Reishis, Ein Reishis Ele Bikurim. Shebeschus Mitzvahs Bikurim, Hoysa Kol Abriya. The whole world was created for the mitzvah of Bikurim. That was why the Tachlis Ha'oretz, the Tachlis Briyas Ha'ilam, was only because of Bikurim. Unbelievable! The whole world was created because of Bikurim. What is so special about Bikurim? Why is Bikurim such a unique mitzvah? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? It's worth creating the world just for Bikurim. It's far greater mitzvahs. Why Bikurim? The Apostle says as well, V'hoya Kisovaya La'oretz. Says the Sifri, "Asay mitzvah zu, shebeschuzeh shetikonis haoretz. Do this mitzvah for the schus, you'll come into Eretz Yisrael." In other words, only the schus or Bikurim give a right to come into Eretz Yisrael. Without Bikurim, no right. Yes. How does it work? Okay, I'm relying on you. I'm giving you credit.
Can I?
I'm giving you credit. They come to Eretz Yisrael, you do Bikurim. I'm not telling you though. If you don't do it, you'll have to be kicked out. Hashem's giving you credit. But the mice is the chus of living in Eretz Yisrael and surviving in Eretz Yisrael only because of Bikurim. And therefore we have here a connection to Melchemes Amalek and Bikurim. We have the whole Briah Sa'olam is only based itself on Bikurim, and the whole survival and coming to Eretz Yisrael in the first place is only because of Mitzvah Bikurim. What is the special of Mitzvah Bikurim? Now, not only do we find the amount of effort and stress put into the Mitzvah behind Bikurim, there are very, very unique elements within the mitzvah of Bikurim that we don't find anywhere else. The way we do Bikurim seems to be something which is very, very unique, something very special. First of all, in Bikurim is the only mitzvah that we actually go through and make a whole drosha. Yeah? Some people make a drosha every time and they want to give tzedakah. But this is a drosha that you stand there and you say, Rabbi Shalom, I'm here, I brought my Bikurim, the boss of the Koyein. Von Nisa von Marto, and I stand up and I say, yeah, a Rami Oyved Avi, Vayeri Mitzrayim, a whole drosha. You go waxing lyric about what happened in about Lavan Arami. Yeah, you know, we're way back there, Lavan, and we left Mitzrayim. What's it got to do with the price of tea in China? You brought your Bikurim, Shkoyach, very nice of you. You're talking about Lavan. You know, I'm very nice. It's a Lavan. The Valdis, you know. Very nice. Yeah, but you save us from Lavan. You save us from Mitzrayim. And what about, okay, what else does Hashem say? So what about Esav? Don't talk about Esav. Why not? And Moran asks this question. What are we doing making these groshes? Do we make these groshes by Challah? Do we make these groshes by Truma? Do we make these groshes anywhere else? By Bikurim, we are mamish in our element. We are doing what every Jew wants to do. Done by the Amud. And give along grosha. That's exactly what we're doing. Because why are we doing this? What's this all about? Not only that, it's an amazing, amazing mission. Mission Bikurim as Mishnah Mekurim, the man just give me a Zeroyan base. Mishnah is Zeroyan base.
What's that question? Marshal?
The Maral. There? Shkoyach. The Mishnah says in Bikurim, Kesa Malim Abkurim. How do people bring up the Bikurim? So the Mishnah, Kol Aha Yorish Shema Maimed, Uba Yorish of the Imam Maimed. Maimed was certain groupings of Tal Yisrael, Perik Gimel, Mishnah base. Miskansa Yisra Yisrael Maimed. They all entered into their capital, the Maimed capital. Yeah, the capital where they were in charge of the Maimed. The Lonim Berachov Shalir. They all brought their decorated baskets and the decorated cows, and it all came into the city centre. Nobody was allowed to live inside the hotels. They had to be in the city centre, set up their campsite in the middle of the city. And in the morning, the Mamuna, the one in charge, would say, okay, now let's see in the Beit Hashem Lekeinu. Let's go up to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, it wasn't just an individual mitzvah. They had everyone coming in all together, waited till everyone got there, we slept there overnight, the next morning, there was this big announcement, and it all go up. What happens then? So the Mishnah, Hachalil, they had this instrument that can be heard from very, very great, before the Mishnah Gimel says, Hagia Kav Yishlaim, Sholcha Lifneim, Hapachois is the Skane Kohuna, the most people, the important people of Kohenim, Hasgonim, the Skane Levim, Hagizborim, who the Gizborim, those people in charge of the Hektush, Yotzin the Krosom, they came out towards them. All the people in Yerushalayim, all the storekeepers, Oimdim Lifneim, stood in front of them. The Shoinim Shoinim, how are you, throwing their hats up at them, Achein Anshem Mokim Pleini, welcome people from Leicestershire, but you know, wherever it is, little shtetlach all over the place. Welcome, Barton and Shalom, come and Shalom. This is like, these are celebrities, you know, it's like Lahabdul, you know, when you have a marathon, yeah, a grand marathon running through all the way through London or going through Paris or New York, right? So you got these people running, and eventually, you know, all the people come out in the streets and wave them on, or shout them, or boo them, whatever, and eventually you get to the finishing line, and everyone's waiting there with the champagne, and whatever. This is mamish what's happening. You've got people coming there. It's a whole celebration. You've got people there standing there. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Everyone's coming out and greeting them. What's so special? Guy brought a little bunch of grapes, a couple of figs, a pomegranate. What's so special? All the celebration. Everyone's going to Macholo Makkah B'fneim, and his instruments banging and noise, and they had the decorated cow. What is this? What's going on here with Bikurim? So the Bala Musa and the Gedolei Chassidus say like this. It's the Shem Shmuel brings it down. It's Kisra Ari. It's brought down in the Kedushas Levi. They all say like this. It's brought down in the Gemara Sereh. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 9,999 10,000 malachim. The power of 10,000 is billions of malachim. Billions of malachim. 9,999 to the power of 10,000. Billions and billions of malachim. Yeah, billions and billions of malachim. Billions and billions of malachim. That is what Kosh Baruch created. In one hevel, in one word, malachim are they're just billions.
Everywhere.
And all the, if you look in the Novi, what's going on over here? Malachim, Serafim, Oifanim, all different kinds of malachim. If you look at the beautiful Mizmar, a beautiful Pizman in the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Shachris, of Yom Kippur Shachris, that all the malachim, Ratzis Shevach, yeah? You're talking about all these people that these things are the chashmoli chashmal, all these different things. Versus shevach, and you want shevach. What's going on over here? The Mefarshim say that Kadosh Baruch Hu had these billions and billions of malachim, billions. You can't imagine. But he wanted versus shevach. He wanted to have shevach from who? From a person, from a human being. Why? Because he cannot compare a malach who has no bechira to a human being who has bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to be a Moshe, I want to be a Melech. Now what is a Moshe and a Melech? A Moshe is a dictator, a person who has no will. A Melech is somebody that a person himself makes into, coronates himself into a Melech. It is a Malach has no free will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is their ruler by definition, because by default they have nobody else. They have to. They have no choice. Masha'in came, when it comes to a human being has to create a melech for himself. It's his choice. It's his choice. Say the Bani Musa, and they say like this: Bikurim is the most tremendous show of histabkus, of connection of a human being has to Rabbeinu Shleilam. A human being works. You know, the Gemara says that the Yirei Shemayim, what Yirei Shemayim farmers are. That most people are farmers of Yirei Shemayim. Why? Because they know how careful they have to be with the way they plant things, how vulnerable they are. But these people are working hard. They invest and they invest and they invest and they invest and they invest. And it grows. Finally the rains come down. And eventually little stems start growing, and eventually the trees start growing, and then trees start growing, eventually wait a few years and nothing comes this year, eventually another year, and the fruit isn't edible. Eventually, after a few years, the first pomegranate comes out. First pomegranate. All these years, can you imagine, he sees the sun watching from his window, is it going to rain today? Is it going to be sunny? If it's not going to rain today, I've got to water it. If it's going to rain today, I don't have to water it. And he's waiting and waiting and waiting, watching the one season go into the other. Eventually, he goes out, and behind a little leaf is a beautiful pomegranate. He has a tremendous taiva. Ah! Look at me! Baruch Hashem! No, not Baruch Hashem. Baruch me! Baruch me! Yeah, but I produced this pomegranate, and he wants to take this pomegranate, and he watches it grow and grow and grow. And he remembers and never forget that first pomegranate. I planted my first lemon tree. My house had a lemon tree. And it was a small tree. I remember the first lemon that came out. It was like, all the kids loved that lemon. And the niece came from Yerushalayim, knocked over that, bashed a tree with a football, and the lemon fell off. And my daughter was devastated, decimated. The lemon fell off the tree, you know. The first lemon. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's loads of lemons on the tree. Who cares? But the first lemon of that tree, what does he do? What does he do? This human being, this Baal Taiba, this behemoth, takes this fruit and ties a little string around it. Ties a thread and says, Rabbeinu Shleilam, it's not for me, it's for you. I don't want it. It's for you. I don't want it. This is Tachlis Habriya. What's that Tachlis Habriya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create the world. He could have just created Shemayim. He could have just created Malachim. But he created the whole world that a Baal Bechira should say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I'm a vatal who I am, and I'm giving it up for you. That is why he created Shemayim Va'aretz. Why did he create Oretz? For the human being that he can say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I'm a vatal myself, and it's for you. I'm a vatal my Gashmis for your Ruchnius. That is why he created Oretz. And that's Peshat in the Sifri. Sifri said, why Hashem create? Hashem, he only made the Oretz for the sake of Bikurim, because Bikurim represents more than anything else. The Bittul Hayesh, I'm a vatal myself. I'm cancelling out my desires. I'm pushing myself away for you, Rabbeinu Shleilam. You know, Malachim are fantastic. Unbelievable. The wealth of koyach they have is unbelievable. But imagine you get, you know, people get wealthy people. Yeah? They get the Hanukkah presents, end of the year. Yeah? Or whatever presents they get. And they get from all the colleagues and the clients. And this guy sends him a beautiful watch. Another one sends him this gadget and that gadget. What does he love the most? His little 3-year-old got a lollipop from kindergarten. He takes a lollipop and puts a little sticker on it, yeah, and a little paper, makes a little little menshi out of it, little man, and he's decorated, and he's got a little crayon that's not quite right, and he gives it to the father and says, "Here, Daddy, this is for your Hanukkah present." That is touching. That when a little child gives up something that's so valuable to him, and because he loves me, nothing else, didn't have to. Not trying to get more money from me. He's not trying to get a decent mortgage. He's doing it because he loves me, and because he feels I'm important. That is godless. That is love, and that is bikurim, and that is why it's so important. That's why we stand and say, "Rabbeinu Shleilam, we're here for you. We're here for Tachlis Habriya. We're here because we are giving up ourselves for you." That is the advantage of expressing yourself. To show and appreciate what it's all about, and that is why they get so much covered. We've got human beings that are coming out and appreciating Rabbeinu Shleilam, doing Tachlis Habriya. Let's go and celebrate them. That is why the Bikurim is so important. Now, what are we saying in Bikurim? that's within that level as well. Giving up to Rabbeinu Shlomo. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, "Basa anya holach an Yusuf." Yeah, I have noticed that when it gets to marriage, rich married a rich and a poor married a poor. Everyone seen that? What a waste! What a waste! Now, if a rich person married a poor and a poor married a rich, you know, it'll be much more balanced. But the rich marry the rich and the poor marry the poor, and you know, and the poor get poorer and the rich get richer. Okay, not today, but I think the poor are getting richer and the rich are getting poorer. But the ma'aser generally, bosa anya holachan yusa. What's pshat in that? Says the Gemara, where do you learn that from? The Gemara says, when you come and bring the kurim, the oni brings his basket. What happens to that basket? The kohen takes his basket. But when an osher brings his basket, it gets given back to him. That's a halacha. See, it's a halacha, but things brought down Yishalmi. That's a halacha. So you see, the poor get poorer. The little basket never had is now Nebuchadnezzar, that's got taken as well. And the rich, he's got this beautiful gold basket, gets given back to him. Not fair. So the Bala Musa says like this. Used to be different reasons. One reason is they say because, you know, they have the oni putting in his basket. If you take everything out and give it back to him, there's not very much there. It's like, you know, the shachmonis you get, it all looks beautiful, but underneath it's all paper. Right? So if you start taking it out and giving back the basket, they'll be very embarrassed. The rich person, the whole thing is stuffed. You can take it all out and give it back to him. That's one pshat. Another pshat is like this. The rich person, he bought his gold basket. Where did he get it? Buy it off. He bought it off buyyourbasket.com, got his credit card number, and that's it, he got a gold basket. Hashem says, you know what, that basket, I don't want it. Take it back. I'm not interested. And the oni, the Gemara said, what's he make? He made a basket out of shaven pieces of arava. He had an arava. Yeah? Why does he shave it? Because he wants to make it a little bit nicer. Arava's brown, so he makes it, shaves it, makes it look white. And he weaves it, and he puts a little sticky and a smiley face on it, and he puts a little thing dangling off it, little few bells, and he gives it. Hashem says, wow, that is effort. You are giving up your time and your effort for me. I want the basket. Give it here. That's the kind of thing I want. That is what life is all about. That is what Yiddishkeit is all about. Says in Mefarshim, what's he saying? What are you talking about, Rami Oivadovi? Why Yerim Mitzrayimot? The Pasuk says, V'lekachto Mereishis kol Pri Ha'adoma. What's Ha'adoma? Ha'adoma is the lowest form of creation. It could say, V'lekachto Mereishis kol Pri Ha'aretz. What's Ha'adoma? Adoma is the lowest form. V'lekachto Mereishis kol Pri Ha'adoma. If you can take the lowest form of creation, Ha'adoma, Ashatoli Me'artzucho, and you can take the lowest form of creation, V'holachto El'amokim Ashayiv Hashem Lekecho Shakim Shema Yishon. You can take the lowest form, and with your decision can make it into a korban Hashem. That is the godless of a human being. You can take Ha'adoma and elevate it to a korban that stands next to the Mizbeach. The Gemara, yeah, and that is a godless. That is godless. I think it's the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says, the Talmid Hashem says, V'chol so'or v'chol devash, lo'isakti mimen ishel Hashem. So what's so'or and what's devash? So'or is gaiva. So'or is gaiva. So'or is taking something, blow it up. That's gaiva. Devash is taiva. Kol so'or v'chol devash, lo'isakti mimen ishel Hashem. I don't want that. Reishis arisei seichem. Reishis. Kol pri reishis ha'adoma. It says, korban reishis akiva oisam nashem. A korban of reishis bikurim, where you're giving of yourself, of absolute dedication and sacrifice, that is a kind of korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Giving, mevakel yourself, forget about your gaiva and your taiva, for one small moment saying, Rabbeinu Shleilam, I'm not interested in myself, I'm interested in giving to you. You can take ha'adoma, something from the lowest form, and be elevated to the highest form possible. Says the Pasuk, don't think that only in the Kippur we can stand this year. But you should look how great we are. We have times in the history where we were at such difficult times, and even then we elevated ourselves. Where was that? Lavan Arami, the biggest late. The person who says, Bonai Benoisai, everything is mine. Koichi Vayitzim Yodi, everything is mine. Says Yaakov Avinu when he left, Im Lavan Gad Tiv Atarig Mitzvah Shemati Vlei Matim Maisav Roim. Lavan did not affect me that much. I believe every single thing came from Yerubo Yishleilom. That is the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. How do we have the koyach being vatal Aryesh? We have very, very good roots. We have Yaakovinu in a home of Lavan, and even in the home of such a person who is actually imbuing koychi v'aitzim yodi, giving out this feeling of I'm everything. Yaakovinu can stand up and say it's nothing. It's all Yerubayim Shleilam. That's why he says, but Nisim Al Pesnesh Arami Oyvedovi. Even when we in Arami Oyvedovi, even in times of Lavan, we have this appreciation of Yesh. Even in time of Mitzrayim, it says the pasuk says Vayireo Isonu. Vayireo Isonu explainable Kabbalim. Vayireo Isonu means that Mitzrayim made us bad. Vayireo Isonu made us bad. Vayinunu, they pulled us down. What do we do? Says the pasuk. Vayireo Isonu Mitzrayim Vayinunu. Vanitzak El Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Even when we knew and we were getting involved in the battle of Mitzrayim, we're getting sucked into their hashkafa, we cried out to Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayishma Hashem Es Kaleinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. Hashem took us out and allowed us again to see that He's in charge. How did He do this? By the Yod Chazok and Dvarim Tuya. He took Gashmius and made into Ruchnius. He took all the elements of Gashmius of the world and split it up and made a Nisim of Mitzrayim and showed that how it could be Ruchnius, how it could show Rabbeinu Shalom from that. Mevatel the Yesh. He took Gashmius, Mevatel the Gashmius, like Gashmius made into Nisim and made it into Kiddush Hashem. That is the Yirei Oisonu, Mitzrayim. That is all the appreciation and understanding of the drosh we're making in front of the Kohen. In other words, Rabbi Yisai, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? For this one person who takes a little date, a little fig, a little pomegranate and says, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I'm not going to eat it. It's yours. I know it comes from you. I mevatel myself to you. Hishtachavor. I mevatel myself. It's all for you. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a land called Eretz Yisrael? Why bring into Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Canaan. What does Canaan come from? Eretz Hachno'o. Canaan comes from Hachno'o. The only way you can receive Eretz Yisrael is if you're an Onof. If you appreciate that everything in Eretz Yisrael belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. If you have the mitzvah of Bikurim, if you know it's all Ribbono Shel Olam, if you know that everything we have is only a matana from Ribbono Shel Olam, you can have Eretz Yisrael. How is that? That is identified by you bringing Bikurim. If you bring Bikurim, then you're showing Ribbono Shel Olam that I know what Eretz Yisrael is all about. Says it's Medrash, because of that schus, you have a right to come into Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is all about Hachno. Now, this is an unbelievable idea. Unbelievable idea. Rabbi, let's just see what Eretz Yisrael has, the Hachno of Eretz Yisrael. In 1948, a few Jews, survivors, a few Israelis, call them, they had a war of independence where mighty Arab nations fought against Klal Yisrael. Statistically, they didn't stand a chance. They had these big Davidkas that made noise, the Arabs ran away. All these unbelievably strange phenomena, and they won. And Ben Gurion was running through the little corridors of the Knesset, which was on King George, and he said, En zek im Elokim! En zek im Elokim! This is Ribbono Shel Olam. A few days later, he said, but we had a very good tank system, and we had very good intelligence, and we had a very good sharpshooter, that's why we won the war. Says the Chazon Ish, all his life, he had Charata. If he would have been there those few days in the Knesset and said, Ben Gurion, ain't Akim Elakim? So where's your tefillin? Put on tefillin. Imagine Ben Gurion would have put on tefillin, what Israel would have looked like today. You know what happens? Hatzava shelanu. We're not afraid. So Ben Gurion said, you're not afraid? Okay, you know what? We'll give you a 6-day war. Gave you a 6-day war. And again, statistics were unbelievably against Klal Yisrael, they won. So what did they do? Not an S. Was our intelligence. Yeah, we knocked out the Egyptian army beforehand, and we did this, we did that. But you know what? I'll give you the Yom Kippur War. Yom Kippur War, the Syrians got all the way to Haifa. They almost completely destroyed us. Hashem said he had Israel lost terribly in Yom Kippur War. The fact that we're around today is nissim v'nifloyes. I mean, my mother remembers, in England, Dargudda called out people, how many families can you take in from the evacuate from the what's it called from the evacuees, those people who evacuated refugees. How many refugees can you take into your home? People are taking lists, writing lists. How many Israeli refugees can you take into your home? Right? Nisim v'nifloyis are on the wall. They came all the way to Haifa. It must be there's a plot here. You know, let's stop here. Yeah, and they fought back. But it was Nisim. Eventually, nah, that's not a Nis. Hashem said, Rabbi Yishlina. Hashem said, what's going on here? How long can you be in Eretz Yisrael for without having Hachno? I can't allow this, because unless you machnia yourself, unless you subjugate yourself to Ratzon Hashem, unless you bring the Kurim, unless it's all from me, you can't live here. You know what I'll do? I'll bring another war. You know what that war is? You're not even allowed to fight. The Gulf War. The Gulf War, Israel were not allowed to fight. Because if they fought, they would have broken the whole coalition of Saudi Arabia and America and all the other nations have broken the coalition. So Israel were not allowed to fight. In the Posuk, in that week's parasha, of Hashem Yilochim Lochim Atim Tachrishim, Hashem will fight for you and you keep quiet, that is when the Gulf War broke out. It started off then and it finished on Purim. Right? Wow! Unbelievable! Nisim! Gas pipes! Yeah, almost. All these Nisim! Yeah! Yeah, we could have fought. We could have done it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? I'm going to make an intifada. And instead of Arabs throwing stones, we make suicide bombers. And nobody can stop against suicide bombers. Oh yes, you can make a wall. Yeah? We bought a wall, stop the suicide bombings. Hashem said, you know what? Fine, you know what? We'll get a nation that actually splits it up. And we have Gaza, and they're supplied with unlimited amount of money from Iran, and they'll lob over bombs. And how are you going to stop that? No way of stopping it. No way of stopping it. Only because the brain shalom, for some reason or another, decided that's enough, it stopped. Because we cannot live in Eretz Yisrael. Terrorism is our greatest friend. If we believe there's all a brain shalom, we won't need terrorism. But ultimately, if we don't believe in it and we believe that we're in control, terrorism is the only tool that's going to allow us to live in Eretz Yisrael. The biggest peace prize is if either learn Torah, second best is if Arabs terrorize us. Because remember, it's Ribbono Shel Olam. The only way to make Eretz Yisrael is kisavoy la'oros, if you bring the Kurim, if you have Achno. That is Peshat in the whole element of the Kurim. So I'm going to finish off. The Balamusa all say, if Bikurim is so important, why Lamaisa is no Bikurim today? If Bikurim is such an unbelievable mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah that the world was created for Bikurim, and we're living in Eretz Yisrael because of Bikurim, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create such a mitzvah that we need a Beis Hamikdash for? If we don't have Bikurim today, where do we exist? How do we live? If that is such a crucial mitzvah, how could it be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away this mitzvah from us?
Why don't we have a
Darabonim? At least a Darabonim. How does this work? So the Balamusa say, and I'll finish off with this, a lot more to say, but I'll finish off. Chas v'shon is apokorosis. It's impossible to live without Bikurim. And we have Bikurim every day. Every day we have a shaykhah to Bikurim. There's a loch in Shulchan Aruch, hiskabe ka'ari. In the morning, get up like an ari, get up like a lion. We're sleeping. The first second of the day, the alarm clock goes up, we get up because the Bein Shalom wants us to get up. That is Havas Bikurim. That is saying, Bein Shalom, I have a deep desire to sleep. You know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to get out of bed because you wrote in your Shulchan Aruch that I have to get out of bed. That is Rashis. The first moment of the day, to give up the Rotsam to the Rotsam Hashem, that is Bikurim, Rabbi Yisai. That is Tachlis Abriah. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created heaven and earth. That's why we live in Eretz Yisrael, because we get out of bed in the morning. Napoleon was such a Baal Taiva that he specially got his soldiers to wake him up early in the morning that he can have the pleasure of falling back asleep. Yeah? Now, I don't have to get out of bed. I want to be aware that I can enjoy the time of falling back asleep. So you can get people to wake him up, they can fall back asleep. That we can get out of bed and say, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to sleep on. I'm not going to punch a snooze button. I'm going to get out of bed because it says in the Halacha Shulchan Aruch, that is Rashis. That is Tachlis Abriah. Rashis is Elul. Elul, we're preparing now for the next year. Elul, we're preparing now. These 40 days are preparing for the beginning of the next year. This is Rashis. the Mesiris Nefesh is put into Elul. The extra Kleichas are put into it. The Tshuva, the Tefillin stock are put into Elul. That is Reishis. That is Bikurim. That is Takas Abriya. Even in the small things, the Bittul Hayesh, the Bittul Hayesh, saying, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I have a taiva. I'm going to give up this taiva for you. That is Bikurim. That is Takas Abriya. There's one famous Baal Tshuva. Today he's a very, very high profile person. He said that he became a Baal Tshuva in a certain red light district, in a certain city. What's the story? He was on the border of an area there, where a certain it wasn't in the middle of it, in a particularly terrible area itself, but there were some institutions there that were considered not according to the kedusha that Klal Yisrael attempt to cleave to. And he watched from his car window how an avreich was walking down a bocher was walking down the street. As he came to a store that was selling, you know, products on Sodom, he crossed the road. He crossed the road, went to the other side of the road. And he thought to himself, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that? What makes a person do that? You know, we call eye candy. Give yourself a pleasure. What's the problem? It must be that there's an unbelievable, on the other side, Kedusha, that is so much greater, that it's such a fantastic thing to do. It's such an unbelievable desire to connect to the other side that he's willing to forego a taiva because of that. You know what? I'm a Baal taiva. I want to find out what that is. If that taiva is big enough to go and get the other taiva, I must look into what a taiva is because I'm a Baal taiva. And he looked into it and became a choshev of entire. To understand that there's much more to life than just enjoying yourself, to give up as sacrifice, as it were, your own desires for Rebbeinu Shleilam brings you the greatest simcha. It brings you the greatest pleasure. The simachta b'chol atoiv is tremendous simcha. And the pasuk said later on in Parashat Kisavoy, why do we have this whole holocaust of Parashat Kisavoy? Tachas asher levata Hashem lekech the simcha b'tzuv leivo. We do not keep the simcha, we do not do the avodah b'simcha. So what? The answer is, if you don't realize how unbelievably pleasurable it is to do Ratzon Hashem, to give up the your own desires to Ratzon Hashem, you missed the Tachlis HaBriya. You missed what the world is all about. This is Rabbi Isai, the Tachlis of Olam Hazeh. This is the Tachlis of the world being created. It's a Tachlis why I live in Eretz Yisrael. To take one moment and to say, Rabbi Yisrael, it's all from you. I am nothing. I'm going to give it up to you. We should be zeicher. The prophet says at the end of the parasha, Yidereish. The prophet says, finish off. Sorry, I'm a little bit late. That's when we finish off. It's one more verse from. V'nasoncha Hashem leroish v'lo lezonov. You should be the roish v'lo lezonov. V'yitzarak lemal of leisi lemato. You should be the head and not the tail. You should be on top and not the bottom. What's that all about? It's so easy for a person to receive bracha from Rabbeinu Shleilam. And receive and receive and receive and say, Rabbi Yisrael, I've got so much bracha, I don't need you in my life anymore, get out of it. I don't need you here. You know? Where is the world messed up the most? Where is the world? Where can the world see divorces, suicides, drug abuse, in places where people have grown from the poorest to the richest in moves that other people have taken years and years to reach? Hollywood. Yeah, you get a person who happens to be a very good actor, or a person who can throw a ball very fast, and he makes it up from the slums. He from a ghetto smurf. He suddenly becomes a big pop singer. He makes a ton of money, and suddenly he becomes unbelievably wealthy. What does he do? Does he pump it back to his community, to his neighborhood? No, he keeps it for himself. And what does he become? A drug addict. It's from a sweet good boy, he becomes a drug addict, he becomes a wife beater, he becomes a mushchus. Says a posuk, you know what, I'm going to give you a bracha. You should be the roish v'lo lezonov. When you're on top, you should be on top, you shouldn't be the lowest. When you have reached the peak of success in ruchnius, of gashmius, you should be the roish v'lo lezonov. You should be the best you can possibly be and remain up there. Be a really good person. You should be the roish v'lo lemata. You should be on top and not the bottom. When you hit it, you've made it, you're a wealthy man, you brought your bikurim. You have become, your whole field is full of fruit. You should be up there and realize it's all for the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Because Chas v'Shalom, if we don't, because Baruch Hu has very, very easy ways to show us that we're not in control. And this is what's happening today. Today we have a world, a whole financial global crisis, is because of posh people thought they were in control, Hashem Shatzah showed that they're not in control. We should be all b'zeichat, b'ez Hashem, to be mbatla yesh, and b'zeichat to see what's in the